Welcome again to our regular podcast called Walking with God. My name is Christopher Chair, pastor of Adam Road Presbyterian Center, and it's my great delight to share this regular podcast with one simple prayer and one simple purpose, that you would understand a little bit more about the person of God, the person of the Lord Jesus, and come to know Him and walk with Him. We continue with our theme of suffering, which we began last week. And why have we chosen suffering? To refresh our memories. Because suffering, the experience of suffering, is what often derails us from coming to know God and coming to follow Him. We've been studying the book of Job and the person of Job in the Old Testament. And just to refresh our minds, Job is described as a man who feared God and shunned evil. And yet, as he lives this way, he's then shown to be a man who suffers unjust suffering. And behind that unjust suffering is a wager, a divine bet between God and Satan. Satan comes along and challenges God that there is no such person, who believes in God without any gain. And so Satan's accusation against Job is that he believes in God simply for reward, not for righteousness. And so God allows Satan to bring disaster and the suffering from the disaster upon Job's life. Job loses his, firstly loses all his wealth. Next, he loses his family, his loved ones. And finally, he loses his own health. And we discover that Job is a person who suffers unjustly, unrighteously. Three friends come along to help Job, and they try their best to understand his circumstances and give him, in modern-day terms, counsel. But we find that the friends, they are guilty of three huge misses. They misdiagnose the problem. They misapply the solution to Job's suffering. And finally, they missed the point. Today, I just want to address the third point, which is them missing the lesson of all this. What do we mean when we say that Job's friends miss the point? Allow me to read from Job chapter 19, and it says this. This is Job's reply to his friend called Bildad, and his answer in chapter 19, verse 1 onward says this. Then Job answered, "How long will you torment me and crush me with your words? These 10 times you have been reproaching me. You are not ashamed to attack me. But even if it were true that I have erred or wrong, my error or wrong remains solely my concern. If indeed you would exalt yourselves above me and plead my disgrace against me, know then that God has wronged me and encircled me with his net." In other words, what's happening here is that Job's friends, in trying to counsel and help Job through his plight and predicament of suffering, Job's friends were hanging on to their theology of God at all costs and saying to Job, "You must have sinned. You must have sinned for this suffering to have come upon your life." Job, on the other hand, was simply hanging on to God, the person of God, behind the theology. And at this moment of his life, in his suffering, Job is saying, "My theology is not working for me, but I'm hanging on to God for dear life, hanging on to the God behind the theology." And so, my friends, this is how it sounds. And he says this. Allow me to turn the pages of Scripture. Job chapter 19, and it says this. "As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God, whom I will see for myself, and whom my own eyes will behold, and not another. And so what is Job saying in response to his friends? That he's absolutely confident that he will be vindicated by God himself. So it is a serious business to misdiagnose the problem of suffering, to misapply the solution, and to miss the point. It is the most serious business to misrepresent God and destroy perhaps the faith of the sincere through a season of suffering. A man recounted this for me. His wife had come down with a terminal illness, indeed, I think it was cancer. And as they sought help in different places, sought help in different churches, in this particular church that they went to, the pastor said he had a vision of healing. He saw the wife totally healed and a beautiful picture of heaven, she walking in this beautiful picture of heaven. But as the days and the weeks indeed went on, there was no sign of recovery, of healing. On this particular day, I think his wife felt so sick she had to be admitted to hospital. She rang the pastor to ask, the pastor who gave her this vision, to ask whether he had actually seen the vision, because she was not feeling any better day by day, week by week. The pastor assured her that he had seen this vision and it come from God. But perhaps her healing was delayed, or perhaps her healing was diluted, either because of a lack of faith or some hidden sin in their life. She asked the pastor in desperation, would she come and visit her in hospital and perhaps renew that vision so that she could be reassured in her faith? He did not arrive. She died that day with the vision unfulfilled. It is a most serious business to misrepresent God and destroy the faith of the sincere believer. And that is perhaps what was happening here in the book of Job, in the person of Job. Which brings us to one of the main messages of the Bible, which jumps out at us from the book of Job. And what is this? The lesson is that it's not always possible to know, but always possible to trust. It's not always possible to know all the ways of God, but always possible to trust in the person of God. In that sense, faith in God sometimes questions, but always trusts. Indeed, one of the main themes of the book of Job is, whatever it takes, get wisdom, be wise. And what is wisdom? Wisdom is the fear of God at all costs. This should be the posture of the faithful, the humble believer. And it's totally different to the character of sin. And what is the character of sin? Is wanting, desiring to know at all costs. That is the wisdom that Eve exercised in the Garden of Eden. She saw that the fruit was good for food, pleasing to the eye, desirable for gaining wisdom, and that is what the Bible calls the dark side of wisdom, devilish wisdom, diabolical wisdom, a wisdom that is outside our right, our purview, our domain to know. And tomorrow, I'll speak more of this dark, devilish, diabolical wisdom. But for today, just to reassure us that one of the main messages of God in His Word is this, that it's not always possible to know, but is always possible to trust. And so, my friends, whatever suffering you're going through, I pray that you will take the posture and the attitude of Job, and indeed of all righteous sufferers, seen most fully and completely and perfectly in the person of Jesus, who never misrepresented God, and hence live a true life of true faith. Remember, it is a serious business to misdiagnose the problem of suffering, to misapply the solution simplistically, and at times miss the point of God altogether. May God lead us to trust Him simply through our seasons of suffering. Till we meet again, keep walking with God. The Lord bless you and keep you strong in faith.
And that was Pastor Chris on our fourth episode of Walking with God, our devotional podcast at ARPC. Stay subscribed to receive the continuing studies on the Book of Job to be uploaded tomorrow at our website, www.arpc.net. Or if you are subscribing to this podcast, simply update your podcatching client to keep current to the latest episode. God bless you.
From the evil one.